So I've heard of the double V. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, one of the things, like I said, when we had to think of different ways so that we could keep from being full of rage, because we knew that that would be counterproductive. And so what we used to do is to have a symbol of how what we that kept us having a vision. And the vision was that a double V victory sign. And every time we saw each other, we'd give that. And that gave us courage and hope and patience. Because what we decided was that we had two wars to win. And once we fought against the, once we finished the war against the fascists, and then we will be home, we'll fight against racism. So the double victory was going to be when we got back to this country, we would fight for racism. Now, what that did was, against racism, that unified us. That brought us together with a common goal and common cause. And so we became more focused on how we were going to fight racism when we got back. And one of the big things we felt was we're going to take advantage of the GI Bill and get our education. And that's the way we're going to fight it when we get back. But that kept us from being full of rage. Especially, I know in the beginning we used to kid about in the segregated army, we had white officers in charge of us, commanding us. Now, the white officers generally were the what we used to refer to as the 90-day wonders, you know, 3 months in training and they become officers. And many of them were not the best qualified officers, because a lot of them were young and inexperienced and whatever. But we used to kid about how we get, when we get into combat, that we're going to actually take care of them and get revenge against them. And so, you know, we had to get those kind of thoughts out of our mind. And that's why the double victory V sign helped us to focus on what we could do when we got back.